And thank you for all of the wonderful things that took place today. We've had a very successful day thus far. Important discussions as we work to end the killing and stop the war in Ukraine. We're all working for the same goal, very simple goal. We want to stop the killing, get this settled. I've just had the honor of being with President Zelensky and all of the discussions that we've had. We covered a lot of territory. And I spoke indirectly with President Putin today. We're going to call President Putin right after this meeting. I'm sure we're going to have a solid meeting, good meeting, maybe a great meeting. And we're going to try and work out a trilat after that and see if we can get it finished. The Alaska summit reinforced my belief that while difficult, peace is within reach. And I believe that in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine, and this is one of the key points that we need to consider, and we're going to be considering that at the table also, like who will do what, essentially. I'm optimistic that collectively we can reach an agreement that would deter any future aggression against Ukraine, and I think that the European nations are going to take a lot of the burden. We're going to help them, and we're going to make it very secure. We also need to discuss the possible exchanges of territory, taking into consideration the current line of contact. All of us would obviously prefer an immediate ceasefire while we work on a lasting peace, and maybe something like that could happen. As of this moment, it's not happening, but I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable, and it can be done in the near future. And we will come to a resolution today, I think, on almost everything, including probably the security.